The eminent scholar and author Thomas Sowell, hardly a sign-carrying street-protesting Tea Partier demeaned by much of the political class, has echoed precisely what I said last week in Word of the Day by titling a column in National Review, "Good Riddance, John Boehner." In the piece, Sowell addressed a key GOP issue with these words. One of the secrets of Reagan's political success was a segment of the population that was called Reagan Democrats. These were voters who traditionally voted for Democrats, but who had been won over to Reagan's agenda. Contrary to the thinking or lack of thinking among today's Republican leaders, Reagan did not go to these Democratic voters and pander to them by offering them a watered-down version of what the Democrats were offering. He took his case to them and talked, yes, talked, to let them know what his own agenda offered to them and to the country. Today's Republicans who proclaim a need to reach out to a wider constituency almost invariably mean pandering to those groups' current beliefs, not showing them how your agenda and your principles, if you have any, apply to their situation and to the good of the country, Sowell wrote. He began the column with, "Whoever the next Speaker of the House is, someone should have a plaque made to put on his desk, a plaque reading, "Talk, damn it." If the political situation in Washington is such that many of the expectations of Republican voters cannot be met, then at least take the time and trouble to spell that out in plain language to the public. Right on, Thomas Sowell. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.